all to all you guys here. Thank you for being here today. This is, even though it's on Thursday afternoon, this is the time of worship that we'll post tomorrow morning. And so for those of you that are listening today, well, today is August 2nd, but for you, it will be August 3rd, 2012 on a Friday. Pray that the Lord would speak his words of life into your spirit today. And if it's okay, I want to start with just a pretty substantial passage here out of 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And this is just dealing with our freedom in Christ and this Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Starting in verse 1, it says this: Are we beginning to praise ourselves again? Are we like others who need to bring you letters of recommendation or who ask you to write such letters on their behalf? Surely not. The only recommendation we need is you yourselves. Your lives are a letter written in our hearts. Everyone can read it and recognize our good work among you. Clearly, you are a letter from Christ showing the result of our ministry among you. This letter is written not with pen and ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. It is carved not on tablets of stone, but on human hearts. We are confident of all this because of our great trust in God through Christ. It is not that we think that we are qualified to do anything on our own. Our qualification comes from God. He has enabled us to be ministers of His new covenant. This is the covenant not of written laws, but of the Spirit. The old written covenant ends in death, but under the new covenant, the Spirit gives life. The old way with laws etched in stone led to death, though it began with such glory that the people of Israel could not bear to look at Moses' face. For his face shone with the glory of God, even though the brightness was already fading away. Shouldn't we expect far greater glory under the new way, now that the Holy Spirit is giving life? If the old way, which brings condemnation, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new way, which makes us right with God? In fact, that first glory was not glorious at all compared with the overwhelming glory of the new way. So if the old way, which has been replaced, was glorious, how much more glorious is the new, which remains and abides forever? Since this new way gives us such confidence, we can be very bold. We are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face so the people of Israel will not see the glory, even though it was destined to fade away. But the people's minds were hardened, and that day, whenever the old covenant is being read, the same veil covers their minds so they can't understand the truth. And this veil can be removed only by believing in Christ. Yes, even today, when they read Moses' writings, their hearts are covered with that veil, and they don't understand. But whenever someone turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So all of us who have had that veil removed can see and reflect the glory of the Lord. And the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. But here Paul is talking about freedom. It says, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. What does that mean for us? You know, in the Greek, freedom here, it literally describes this. It describes this, the state of a person who is no longer enslaved by an oppressive force. This experience of freedom is not something that we can bring to ourselves. Rather, it is the work of the triune God. In order to possess freedom, Paul says, Christ has set us free. Freedom is not to be found in the absence of God or in His commands. Rather, it exists where the Spirit of God is. Those who think freedom can be found apart from God are deceived. For anyone who promises such freedom, not only they can't provide it to others, but they don't even have freedom themselves. It says that in 2 Peter 2. In fact, Paul says that those who are not in Christ would prefer that believers be enslaved than to have freedom. This is the result of the very purpose of freedom, which is not to be able to do whatever one wants, but is in reality the freedom from the incapacitating effects of sin. True freedom is not for yourself or your own needs. Rather, true freedom is the freedom to obey God and to serve others. True freedom is the freedom to obey God in fullness, to experience God in His fullness, where the Spirit has come to His people and He has given us true freedom today to walk in His commands. He is giving us true freedom today to experience the fullness of His Spirit. Jesus, I pray this morning over us. Lord, I ask that You would give freedom to the captives today. Lord, that thank You for the freedom that You have given us by Your Spirit. Lord, we long to experience more and more of who You are, the glory that You have set apart for us. Lord, we long to experience You more and more in that way. Lord, we long, Lord, to use the freedom that You have given us by Your Spirit, Lord, to just be enraptured in You. Lord, we want to use the freedom that You have given us, Lord, to just press into the things of You. Lord, even though we have been given freedom, Lord, we want to be Your servants. Lord, we want to be Your bondservant. Lord, even though You have freed us, Lord, we come back to our Master and we make the choice to choose You, to be with You, to serve You, to love You, to adore You, to worship You. Jesus, that is our cry and our heart's desire this morning. Lord, this is what we desire freedom to be. Lord, thank You for freeing us from the effects of sin. Thank You for freeing us from the bondage of sin. Thank You that You are sanctifying us more, even as we are here today, that You are sanctifying us and making us perfect, that You are saving us, that You already have saved us, and that You will save us. Lord, we sing this out today. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. There is freedom.
Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Jesus reigns. Sing this.
Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom.
We give our lives to you. Freedom, Lord, that I pray that you would bring the power of your Spirit in those situations. Lord, because we know, Lord, as I said, as we read in 2 Corinthians, that our qualification comes from God, that we're not qualified to do anything on our own. Lord, but it is only what you do through us. Lord, our flesh is weak. Lord, but your Spirit is strong in us. Lord, and your Spirit remains strong, Lord. You are never changing, never failing, and all-powerful, Lord. Lord, so shine over hearts and lives. Empower us, Lord. Lord, we will give you all the glory, and we give you all the glory in this moment. Let's sing this again. Jesus reigns in this place. Just sing that chorus. Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace are falling on every face. There is freedom. Oh, Jesus reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace, they are falling on every face. There is freedom. Thank you for the freedom that you've given us today through the power of your Spirit. Lord, may we walk in freedom today. Walk in all that you have for us. Jesus, we love you. We love you. Lord, you are so worthy today and every day. Lord, we give our lives again to you. In Jesus' precious name we pray.